This won't end well for Illinois.
Here's a three. It ended well.
McCourt for the win. In the air. It is up. And it is gone.
Fourth and 16. Pressure comes. Emmanuel Bebe with the ball in the air. Makes the catch. Yes.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another edition of Oski Talk with Patrick Catizone. I'm Anthony Pasquale. It's a late night here at Richmond Studio, but we are here to bring you guys a great episode of Oski Talk before we hit the hay and it becomes a game day.
Yes, it is. I'm very excited for this game. It's very important for the rest of the season. We got to win out, and I think we will.
Yeah, and we will get into that in just a little bit, but we'll start with the Illini's last time out against Michigan last week, Sunday. Illinois beat the Wolverines 93-85. I know Juwan Howard wasn't coaching, but that extends Brad Underwood's winning streak against the Michigan program. I think that's, what, 4-5 in a row now. It's kind of been a rivalry as of late, but Illinois has really been on the upper hand over the last couple years. 93-85, the final score. Kofi Coburn, no surprise, 27 points, 7 rebounds. Alfonso Plummer, 26 points, including 6 threes. So that means in the last two games, he's made 14 threes. I think he was snubbed as Big Ten Player of the Week. Trent Frazier had 17, including a dagger three. He's been hitting daggers against any team from the state of Michigan, and he hit a dagger three there. Off the bench, Illinois got great production from Coleman Hawkins and Andre Curbelo. Hawkins was 6 points, 4 rebounds, and Curbelo 12 points, 3 assists, 3 rebounds. He had a strong game. It's good to see them getting more and more involved as Illinois heads into what you mentioned is such a tough part of the season and a really important home stretch.
Yeah, it is. It was a solid win. One too many points given up defensively.
Yeah, that's two games in a row now. They gave up a ton to Ohio State, now a lot to Michigan. They pride themselves on defense. They need to be in the 60s, low 70s, not the high 80s.
Yeah, and that was my one, like, that was bad. And there was another one, too. We need all three guards to have a good game. It can't just be two of them.
Like, you mean Plummer, Frazier, Grandison, or Plummer, Frazier, Curbelo?
I mean Grandison, Trent, and Plummer.
Yeah, that's the piece I wrote for TCR. Similarly, go check that out if you haven't. But when all three of those guys are making shots, Illinois puts up way over 80 points a game. And Grandison kind of had a quiet game, only took 4 shots. He finished with 3 points. But when you got Trent and Plummer combining for over 40, you don't need a ton out of Jacobs. But
yeah,
you would love to see that lethal all three can get you from the three. Kofi has you down low, and Curbelo gets you in the high-low game. That team is tough to stop.
Yeah, and I said on the radio, I said, if you could get 10, 14, 17 out of those three guards, like, you'll win every game in the tournament.
Because you know you're getting 25 from Kofi and, right, like, 10 and 5 from Andre.
So, you know, you add those, and in theory, it's 10 with Grandison, Trent 14, Plummer 17, right?
Right. Plummer's shooting, you're guaranteeing 23.
yeah, exactly. So you just need them to all be ready right now, because if one of them gets cold, like, you need to rely on that guard who was cold. Like if Plummer to get cold, you need Grandison to get going.
Mm-hmm.
So that needs to happen.
Yeah, they've done it. I'll give you that. They've done a good job of picking each other up when one guy's having an off night. But this team is at its best when all three are contributing.
Yeah, so easily. you need like a good win and a handedly a good win.
Yeah, and you.
Other than that, I don't really have any other comments. I felt like Capella had a good game. Coleman Hawkins, bad
Coleman,
shooting, but
Coleman's been great the last two games.
Yeah, he has been.
I said this on ISN earlier in the week. Brad Underwood has repeatedly told the media, nobody believes in Coleman Hawkins more than I do, and it's finally starting to look like Coleman believes in himself. The last two games we've seen out of him, we've seen so much energy, so much passion, and so much production. It allows Illinois to totally change their game plan and feel confident about it. when Kofi's on the bench, running that the five out, they call it, all around the perimeter, especially because Coleman has the ability to knock down some shots. You're looking at a lineup that's probably going to have Trent, Demonte, Jacob, Alfonso, and Coleman. It's smaller, but all five can knock down a shot, which makes that virtually unguardable. And then Illinois can play with some pace like that because they're all fast. Then you take Coleman out, get Kofi back in there. The defense is like, oh, we can catch our breath. Nope, there's a 7-foot monster down there jamming on your head. So now that Illinois can kind of employ two different game plans that other teams need to prepare against, that could make them really dangerous come March as well.
Yeah, and one more thing, too. The free throw has got to get better.
Yeah.
15-25, unacceptable in a game like this.
Absolutely. You look at the Michigan side of things, Devontae Jones had 25 points. All their starters were in double figures except for Eli Brooks. They did a good job against him. Only 4 points. You can imagine who had him. That was Trent pretty much most of the game. Caleb Houston finished with 21, but only 4 of those came with Trent Frazier guarding him toward the end. I thought Kofi did well against Hunter Dickinson, only 13 points there, and he missed 4 threes and 9 shots total. Diabate was fine, too, with 12, but Illinois, you know, was the better team. They looked like the better team and kept their title hopes alive. But now here's where it gets complicated, right? Because on Tuesday, Purdue couldn't beat Wisconsin. So Wisconsin has already clinched a share. For Illinois to clinch a share of the regular season Big Ten title, they need to beat Penn State Thursday. They need to beat Iowa Sunday. And here's the kicker. They need Fred Hoiberg in Nebraska to knock off Wisconsin on Sunday.
Yeah, that's gonna be it's gonna be rough, and I think it'll be hard for the guys with Iowa coming up to focus on this Penn State game. But that's what you got to do. You can't listen to what's going on. I know everyone knows Nebraska's got to win that game, and we're a Bryce McGowan's stan account now. But
also, I don't know if you're Wisconsin, you don't need that game that bad, right? Like, I don't know. You don't often see college teams like rest their players because you need to still improve your seeding in the tournament. But for the Big Ten standings, they already have a ring and a banner, so they don't need that. So it'll be interesting to see what type of effort we get out of Wisconsin after they have won 3 straight clawing efforts against Rutgers and against Purdue, most notably. So it'll be interesting. Everybody's going to be Nebraska fans, but for Illinois, you got to take care of what you can to at least clinch a 2 seed and stay away from certain teams in the tournament as well.
Yeah, no, they definitely do. They're going to be, you know, they want to win it outright, I'm sure, too. So it'll be, you know, foot on the pedal for them. So but Illinois's got to focus on what they can control. You got Penn State coming up. If I can get started into our little preview here, Jalen Pickett is a guy we should be nervous about. Big guard who is hard for us to guard. I imagine Demonte will be on him, or Trent. Trent could probably guard him, but he's a little bit big at 6'4", 202. You know, he's a big dude. Other than that, the other problem of this whole thing, and he's the leading scorer. The second leading scorer, senior John Herrar, he is that 6'9" forward that is across the board pretty good.
And that those guys are tough for Illinois to defend too. Yeah, like that's that build that Illinois kind of struggles with.
He's not to be like fair. He's not like a stretch guy. Like it'll probably be more Kofi on him. But he's kind of he almost fits that size of need to be nervous, but it's Pickett that I'm very nervous about.
Yeah, I mean, Pickett's their best player for sure, and he does it in all sorts of ways: points, rebounds, assists, steals, blocks. He's all over their stat sheets. Seth Lundy and Sam Sessoms are two guys that we have seen before too, and can expect right around 10 points ish from. But they, as a team, only average about 65. They're not a big scoring team. So Illinois' defense should be solid against them. This is the first time they've met this year. But if Penn State is going to come away with a win, it's going to be all through Jalen Pickett. He averages 37 minutes a game, one of just 2 players playing over 30 for them. So he's going to be out there pretty much all game, likely because of his height, going to be against Demonte. because he's 6'4", but I'm sure Trent gets that matchup a little bit as well, just to kind of tire him out and pesk him a little bit. But I think Illinois matches up really well against Penn State. They don't have somebody that can defend a Kofi, and especially at home where Alphonso Plummer's been so hot lately, I don't see a way Penn State can slow Illinois down.
Yeah, Kofi should have a big game this one. And Seth Lundy, too. I want to make a correction here. He's the second leading scorer. He's a little bit more of that be nervous about forward.
Yeah.
He's 6'6", 217. So he's a little bit of a nervous. But I just think in terms of star power, Illinois should power their way through this one. You might see Coleman Hawkins come in early again.
Mm-hmm.
Because you want the size and the strength defensively. But I don't think Penn State really has much to give in this game.
Yeah, one thing I would really like to see is Andre Curbelo truly break out. You know, like we saw him score 20 against Purdue, probably his best game of his career, potentially. But last year, right around when Io got hurt and they were heading into the Big Ten tournament, kind of peak Illinois play, Andre Curbelo was scoring like 10 a game, with 8 assists and 7 rebounds. He was creeping up to a triple-double almost every time he got out on the floor. I would love to see Andre Curbelo have a game like that against Penn State. Maybe 12 points, 6 assists, 6 rebounds, something like that, where he's all over the place, playing under control, and really facilitating, because adding that layer to the offense could be a huge boost come tournament time. But either way, I think Kofi has a really strong game. One of the shooters makes 3 or 4, whether it's Trent, Plummer, or Grandison, I don't quite know yet. Still no RJ Melendez, we think, but he did tweet, be back soon. So maybe against Penn State or Iowa on Sunday, but Illinois should overmatch Penn State.
Yeah, don't want to look too far ahead, like I said. But, you know, win the games you're supposed to, and this is certainly one of them.
Absolutely. Should we get into a little Iowa preview as well, or save that for after Penn State?
Let's save it for after Penn State, because Iowa will be a special game. But is this, I'm curious, is this the last game that you're covering too?
No, this are you doing Penn State games? Is my last game as a fan. Iowa is my last game covering. All
right.
So it's a little switcheroo there. But let's get into a score prediction for your last game covering and my last game as a fan.
Yeah, we did a little switcheroo there. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Illinois wins this one. I said it earlier. 71-62.
9-point win?
Yeah, 9-point win. I think like a late basket pushes it into a single digit, but I don't think it'll be a particularly close game.
Yeah, I kind of think this is going to be one of those wins. Illinois hasn't had it in a while, but just they're clicking. One of those games. I think Illinois wins this one like 79-62, like a 17-point win, really never in doubt. Everybody plays well. Maybe Brandon Lieb gets some minutes late, something like that, that type of game. They haven't had one in conference since that Rutgers game, really. So I think that's what I'm expecting out of this Penn State game.
Yeah, I 100% agree. I don't expect anything.
Yeah,
too big.
Yeah, we'll certainly see. I think the line is set at 12.5 in favor of Illinois, so we'll see right around. I've got them covering that. You have Penn State covering. We'll see what ends up happening toward the end of that one. But let's shift gears for the first time in a while into women's basketball. What a game today, beating Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament for the second straight year, getting a win in the Big Ten tournament. They won 75-66 in Indianapolis today. Kendall Bostic, 12 points, 16 rebounds. Jada Peebles, 12 points. Erica Porter, 15. Adalia McKenzie, 14 with 7 assists. And Aaliyah Nye, 17, a game-high 17 points. Heck of a win for Nancy Faye's squad, and Illinois season continues. They'll play Nebraska tomorrow, or today when you're listening to this, in Indianapolis. Back-to-back years with a win in the Big Ten tournament for the first time in a long time.
Yeah, this was a good win. I think Nancy Faye will probably stay, especially with the recruiting class she has coming in now officially. I think bright things to come from the Illini women's basketball team. I think they next year will probably be above 500.
Yeah, got a great recruit coming in. Mm-hmm. I think Camilla Jackson is her name, if I'm not mistaken. And a lot of people are anticipating her to be women's basketball at Illinois' version of Io DeSumo, which is very high praise. We'll see if she can fill those very big shoes. But nonetheless, one of the best recruits Illinois women's basketball has gotten in years and should immediately boost that team.
Yeah, so I think a sign of better things to come for Illinois women's basketball is a very exciting win for them, and they pretty much dominated the whole game.
Mm-hmm. 25-10 ratio in the third quarter, which really helped them pull away.
Yeah, didn't fold in the fourth quarter, which was great, and in a fantastic third quarter. So this is good. I mean, I think this team can be very good next
year.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
Especially people coming back.
Now, Pat, before I let you hit the hay, let's get into some football talk really quick. The NFL draft combine is this weekend, and the Illini are sending four players there. It's Kirby Joseph, the defensive back, offensive lineman Vidarian Lowe, Jake Hansen at linebacker, and Blake Hayes got the invitation as a punter. Kudos and congratulations to those four. Hopefully we'll be seeing some of those guys on Sundays.
Yeah. Yo, I'm still on women's basketball in my head there. Joseph Kirby's a guy for sure. I expect him to get drafted somewhere between the fourth and third round. I've mock drafted him to the Bears a couple times.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. The Bears would have to do some gymnastics, which I had to do, of course, in the middle of my draft. But anyways, a lot of gymnastics to get Kirby. Excited for him. I think he'll definitely get drafted. Jake Hansen, question mark, probably
yeah.
Seventh round.
Friend of the podcast, Jake Hansen. We've had him on here a bunch of times. He's a guy that excites me because we know he has a knack for creating turnovers. And while he's not the biggest guy in the world, we know his effort and his ability to spark teams and make plays is there. And something I think is worth noting, Lovie Smith is now a head coach of an NFL team. He's with the Houston Texans. And Daley Harding, former Illinois linebacker, is also a coach there. Connection, maybe Jake ends up in Houston?
Yeah, certainly a possibility in the seventh.
I can guarantee you Blake Hayes is going to be an NFL punter. I don't know if he's getting drafted, but he's going to be an NFL punter.
Yeah, no, he definitely will be. I think the punter from San Diego State, I can't remember his name.
Oh, he'll get drafted, though. He's something special.
Yeah, he'll be drafted like sixth or seventh round.
And Vidarian Lowe, too. I'm pretty sure he's, correct me if I'm wrong, he's the father of two, I believe.
Yep.
And now going pro, hopefully getting some money for his family and ending up on a team. Bears could use him. The Bengals could use him, an offensive lineman like him. A lot of those guys a few years ago, Kendrick Green, Doug Kramer, Vidarian Lowe, Alex Palcheski, we expected to see in the NFL. Right now, only Nick Allegretti and Kendrick Green are there. Doug Kramer and Alex Palcheski returning for this year. Vidarian Lowe, hopefully, they're next.
Yeah, I think Vidarian Lowe is a guy that can certainly be a late round draft pick and really impress.
Yeah, absolutely. Just like Kendrick Green did this year with the Steelers.
Yeah, and Kendrick Green was like a third round draft pick.
Oh, I thought he was fourth or fifth.
To
but
be fair, I think Vidarian will probably be sixth or seventh.
Higher,
but
yeah.
He could be a surprise guy that comes in and really, you know, with a better scheme, which we saw this year, could impress the team and maybe work his way into a starting role.
Yeah, absolutely. And Nate Hobbs had a strong rookie season as well before, you know, mm-hmm. some law issues. And there was one other Illinois player, I can't remember, that had a pretty strong season as well. But nonetheless, good to see whether it's Lovie or Bielema. Oh, Milo Eifler, yeah, on the Washington now Commanders.
Yep.
Had a couple of good games. Whether it's Lovie or Bielema's guys, good to see Illinois talent in the pro. Similar, you look at basketball with the Bulls, Io and Malcolm Hill and Myers Leonard when he was playing, and and Kendrick Nunn's another guy that comes to mind, played sometime in orange and blue. Good to see players representing your college in the pros because it helps recruiting. It helps every element below it.
Yeah, no, it definitely does. And
yeah, so we'll keep our eyes on the combine and then how the draft ends up in a couple of months. But that'll do it for this edition of Oski Talk. We'll be back after Thursday's game against Penn State to recap, hopefully an Illini win, preview the game on Sunday, Iowa, our senior game, if you will, and same with Trent Frazier, Demonte Williams, Alfonso Plummer, and a couple others. So we'll get into that next episode. But for now, thank you guys for listening so much to this episode of Oski Talk. For Patrick, I'm Anthony, ILL.
I am.